This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Right now, if a researcher wants to confirm that there's a red tide outbreak, you know, that algae bloom known as Karenia brevis that turns water red or brown, kills marine life, and makes a horrible stench, they have to take a water sample, bring it back to the lab, put it on a microscope, and literally count the number of algae cells. But a company led by a University of South Florida researcher has come up with a new way to do that detection in the field in a matter of minutes. John Paul is a distinguished professor with the College of Marine Science and chief executive officer of Pure Molecular. He's also the inventor of Red Tide Check, which measures a specific molecular genetic assay for the red tide organism.
We have designed specific small pieces of DNA called oligonucleotides, primers, and something called a molecular beacon. A beacon gives out light, and our beacons are fluorescent when they hit the target gene that they're looking for.
I know, that's really scientific. So let's go down the hall to the lab where Pure Molecular Chief Technology Officer Bob Ulrich can explain it a little better. Ulrich starts by taking a small sample of water, anywhere between half a teaspoon and 2 tablespoons. He runs it through a short filtration process to extract the messenger RNA. Then he pulls out a foil packet containing a row of 6 connected plastic tubes about 1.5 inches wide and 1/2 inch tall.
With each individual tubes, there's our specialized chemistries that are actually freeze-dried at the bottom of these tubes to make it simple for the layperson.
That chemistry basically targets the red tide detecting assay that Paul helped create. Ulrich injects the RNA samples into the tubes, takes a battery-operated fluorometer, opens the door at the top of it, and slides the tubes inside. Now, the fluorometer is a handheld device that uses light to excite certain molecules, in this case, the red tide assay. Ulrich thumbs through a list of assays programmed into the device, picks K. brevis, and in a matter of minutes, results start to pop up on a graph on the screen.
So once you see a blue line that has that fluorescence increase over time, you can see here it happens in about 10 minutes. For this sample, you know you have a positive detection event.
And within a few more minutes, the device gives a cell concentration as well.
Not only is there red tide or is there not red tide, we can actually determine within a margin of error whether it's a low, medium, or high bloom.
The eventual goal is to put Red Tide Check in the hands of monitors throughout Florida and other Gulf Coast states. And because of the skill level involved, those monitors don't need to be marine biologists. And the technology isn't limited to red tide. Richard Paul says the first assay Pure Molecular brought to market was Grouper Check. That distinguishes the seafood that restaurants and other dealers try to pass off as grouper from the real thing. Other seafood assays are in the works.
We can do shrimp. Obviously, you know it's a shrimp, but people want to know if it's a farm-raised shrimp or a wild caught.
And biomedical companies are interested in creating assays to detect other organisms as well.
Avian flu virus, Zika virus. We've got bacterial pathogens, the MRSA organism.
Right now, Pure Molecular is literally just Paul and Ulrich, with some help from other USF marine science researchers and grad students. But they'll soon move into lab space in the Bayfront Medical Center that puts them closer to potential customers, those biomedical companies clamoring for new assays.
We as scientists can think we made the greatest mousetrap in the world, and it turns out that if without having the application, it can be useless.
You can find out more about Red Tide Check and Grouper Check on our webpage, WUSFnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.